In the book of 1 Corinthians, in the third chapter, so this is Paul speaking to the Corinthians. I'm just going to read a few of these verses, and then we'll come back and look at some of them specifically. "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you're still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am Paul, and the other says, I'm Apollos, are you not carnal?" So Paul is speaking to the Corinthians in the church of Corinth, and he's letting them know that, which is so true in our culture today, and happens to us. And this is kind of what I was alluding to as we set up the program for today, is how many times in our lives, how often is it that we get so focused on our own lives and so focused on the things that are taking place in our lives that we take our eyes and we take our focus, we take our attention off the things of God. We're so focused on the things of the world, we become so carnal in our thoughts and carnal in our focus because we're concerned about those carnal things. If I'm mostly concerned about the things of this world and the carnal things, that is where my attention is going to be, and that's where my thoughts are going to be. And if my thoughts are there, I'm not going to be, even though I have the ability, I'm not going to be able to hear those spiritual things. I'm going to miss the things that God has for me. I'm going to miss those things. Paul said that, look, I came and I approached you originally because you were young in the Lord. I approached you as spiritual babes, and I gave you that milk, but now it's time for solid food. And yet because you're still acting like the world and because you are still, these things are still going on. There's still envy with you. There's still strife in the church of Corinth. There's divisions amongst you. Is that not carnal? And he said, this is why you can't eat those deeper things. And this is why you don't have those deeper revelations. Now, let's go backwards in the 1 Corinthians and look at the 6th chapter. I'm going to read from the 6th chapter, and this gives us a clear understanding of exactly why Paul is saying these things. And as we read this, I want you to see, and I want you to think about this. Think about what it is that the Holy Spirit has for you today. Think about the insights, the wisdom. Think about the answers, the direction, the guidance, the wisdom, the comfort, the peace, the encouragement. These are all things that the Lord has provided for you, and they are provided for you and accessible to you through the Holy Spirit that is in you. And yet, how much do we go through our days wanting and desiring those things, insight, wisdom, direction, guidance, comfort, peace, encouragement? We want those things, but we don't receive those things. We want those things, but we don't experience those things. Well, it comes down to what Paul is talking about. So, in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we're going to start in verse number 6. "Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to the law." I'm sorry. I didn't want 6. We went to chapter 2. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 6. "However, we speak wisdom." This makes more sense. "However, we speak wisdom amongst those who are mature, yet not wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing." So Paul is saying, look, we have the wisdom. You're listening to us and to our words. Because Paul was one who was dedicated to Jesus Christ and was called by Christ to be an apostle, to serve him. Same calls on you and I. Jesus has calls for us. But Paul is saying, listen, I've been called by Jesus Christ specifically. And I'm giving you the truth and I'm giving you the word. And you can see the power of the word of Paul as you see the supernatural things that take place. And he's saying to the church of Corinth, you know, we speak to you with wisdom. We speak wisdom amongst those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom of God obtained before the ages of glory. Paul is saying that you and I should have an expectation to hear today words of wisdom, words of insight, words of guidance, words of direction, words of encouragement, words of peace, words of hope, words that specifically meet the need that we have emotionally, spiritually, and mentally, to meet those needs emotionally, spiritually, and mentally that you're facing today. You have words from the Holy Spirit to speak all of that to you today. Did you miss that last week? Did you miss it yesterday? You know, today's a brand new day. We have to know that we have, through the Holy Spirit, we have the wisdom of Jesus Christ speaking into our lives. Jesus, who knows your life, has a plan for your life and knows your day and has a plan for your day. And he is speaking words because he knows what you're going to face today. He knows what you're facing right now. And he has words of guidance and direction and wisdom and encouragement and insight, peace and comfort. He has all of those things that you need today. Are you hearing them? Sometimes we don't expect to hear them, even though they are ours. And he will speak these things to us. You know, if we read that same verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 6, in the Amplified Bible, it says, yet when we are among the full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden. But it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age or of this world, nor of the leaders or the rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and doomed to pass away. I'm going to read that again. I'm going to take it just kind of phrase by phrase because I want you to think about this in terms of where are you getting your wisdom for today? I don't know what you face today, and I don't know what your concerns and your problems are today. I don't know what it is you face this week that has you anxious or concerned, but Jesus does. And Jesus loves you. And you are his vessel. He loves you, but he also has a plan to use you. A plan to use you for your good, fulfillment, and contentment, and to feel fulfillment, contentment, and peace in your life. He's got a plan to use you, but he also has a plan to use you to bring glory to his name. That's his plan for this week. That's his plan for you for today. He has specific plans. Now, do you feel that today, right now? Do you feel like you know what that plan is? Do you feel like you have hope that you have direction? Or rather, are you walking into this week uncertain, fearful, even hesitant? Let me read that verse again. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 6 in the Amplified. Yet, when we are among the full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we need to be, how do we become that spiritually mature Christian? Because Paul is saying, when we're amongst those full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, that they impart the wisdom and the knowledge that comes from the Lord. It comes from on high. It's not the things of the world. It's not the wisdom of the world. It is the wisdom of God. How do we become those spiritually mature Christians? How do we become those full-grown Christians who are ripe in understanding? I mean, wouldn't you like that? I'll answer that question in just a second. Because if I'm not that fully mature Christian, if I'm not that ever increasing in knowledge in the deeper things of Jesus Christ, if I am just stuck in the world, I'm only going to get the wisdom of the world. Now, Paul goes on to say that the wisdom that he's talking about, the higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden, this is Jesus' wisdom for you, but is indeed not a wisdom of this present age. So the wisdom that he has, it's going to sound contrary to the things that the world says, that this present age we're living in says. The words of Jesus Christ and the things that he has for you, the words that he has to encourage you, the words that he has to guide you, to direct you, to give you peace, to give you comfort, to give you hope, the words that he has for you today, because he knows what you're facing today, the words that he has are going to sound contrary to the words of the world, to the words of this present age. The words that he has are not the words of this present age or the world or the leaders and the rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and doomed to pass away. You know, we're right now in an election year, and we are looking with so much hope for a man or a woman, a person, to guide us and direct us and give us wisdom. We've placed all of our confidence and hope in that, and you can see the vitriolic response just because people are placing so much on these whoever it is that becomes the leader of our country. And there's such a vitriolic response of anger and upset, regardless of what side you're on. People are listening to the wisdom of the world, the wisdom of this present age. And let me tell you, I don't care who sits in that Oval Office. If they're not listening to Jesus Christ, and odds are, unfortunately, odds are they're not. If they're not listening to Jesus Christ, then they are merely the rulers that Paul's talking about here. They're leaders and rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and doomed to pass away. You know, the wisdom of any single person who holds any public office that you're looking for, not just the president, whether you're talking Supreme Court, Congress, you know, whatever it is, we look towards our government and we look towards the leaders of this present age. And we get the results that we're getting. Are you comfortable? Are you content with where our country's going? How about your own life? Are you comfortable and content with your life? Do you feel fulfilled in your life? Or do you feel like there's just a void and a vacancy in your life? See, it all comes down to knowing who you are in Jesus Christ or being given over to the world. It's either I'm looking towards Christ or I'm looking towards the world. This is exactly what Paul is talking about. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ and you know Jesus Christ and you've accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ in your life, then there's an expectation that as we look to Him, we will continue to grow and become those full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding. I don't know about you, but I want to be able to hear and understand not the wisdom of the world. Because when I've trusted the wisdom of the world, and yes, I'm talking about those who are in leadership, but I'm also talking about the wisdom of the world that enters into my own mind, my own thoughts. When I am focused on the world and not on the things of Christ, when I'm focusing on my own natural wisdom as opposed to the wisdom of Christ spoken to me through the Holy Spirit, if I'm listening to my own wisdom, I'm no different than the rulers and the leaders of this age that Paul was talking about. That wisdom is brought to nothing. And that's why we continue to experience frustration. We experience defeat. We experience that lack of contentment and fulfillment. So how do we become those full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding? Well, the first thing is we make the choice. What are you going to listen to today? Because Jesus has summoned you into today. He has called you into the day. In fact, if you look in John, John tells us, I believe it's in chapter 10, John tells us that as the shepherd, He is calling us as His sheep. He is leading us out into today. He's leading you into today. If I'll follow, He's leading me into today. He has summoned you and I into today. You're not just randomly. And I think that's the way we tend to look at it. We think that we just randomly go through our life. Well, we're going to go into today. I have no idea what's going to come today, but we'll handle it as it comes. We'll see what happens. Well, instead, I should be looking and seeing that I have a good shepherd, Jesus. And that good shepherd leads me into the day. And the good shepherd leads me to places of water, to places of refreshing, to green fields. He doesn't lead me to chaos and destruction, which so often is how I kind of feel. If I'm looking not at Jesus Christ, but just kind of wandering through my day, hoping for the best, I'm going to look back on the end of that day and think, wow, that was a chaotic day. How do I become that mature Christian, that full-grown, spiritually mature Christian, ripe in understanding? First thing is, I know and I trust and believe that Jesus Christ has a call for me. I know and trust and believe who I am in Jesus Christ, and that He dwells in me in the person of the Holy Spirit, and that He has plans for me, and that as I spend time with Him, as I listen to the shepherd, because in that same section in John chapter 10 where it tells us that Jesus is the good shepherd and He leads His sheep out, He leads us into the day. In that same section, it tells us that the sheep, you and I, hear His voice. If I'm listening to Jesus today, that's the first step. Spend time with Him. And every day you become more spiritually mature, more ripe in understanding. Will you ever fully arrive? No, the exciting thing is, it's going to be a continual growth. Every day you will grow more. Until the day you die, you will always be able to grow more. That's exciting. As good as it gets, you're going to find there's always better. There's more. There's more growth the next day. You can look at your day, your Monday, and you can be led through your day by your calendar and by the events that just come up. Or you can be led into your day. It's only 9:20. You can be led into your day through the Good Shepherd, who leads you out if you'll listen. And he will continue to grow you as you listen. He'll continue to grow. And as Paul will see tomorrow, as Paul is talking about, there are deeper things, deeper understandings. There's truth. There's revelation. There's direction for you today to take you into places of victory in Jesus Christ. That's what he wants. So what's your choice? Are you just going to let your calendar that you set up and the events of today just take place? Or instead, will you understand and realize that he has summoned you into the day, to this day? He's called you into this day. And he is leading you out into the day. And if you will listen, he will have victories for you and insights and direction for you. And you will hear him. You will hear him because he's speaking to you.